I'm continuing the tour of business functions in the mortgage business, and I wanted to talk about what's called the risk management function. It refers to the risk of mortgage default, and I want to get into tactical issues, but I realized as I was kind of mentally going through the talk that when you talk about tactical issues, you assume that you've resolved strategic questions. So first I want to mention what some of these strategic questions are, so we have that as background. So a basic strategic question is how much exposure will we tolerate for a key constituency? It could be shareholders if it's a private firm, or it could be taxpayers if it's a government agency. So how much exposure will we tolerate for them under scenario X? So scenario, it's some adverse scenario. So you could imagine if you were a property casualty insurance company, you could say, how much exposure will we tolerate for our shareholders in the case of a hurricane that causes $50 billion worth of damage in North Carolina? And that will, answering that question will let you know how much policies you'll write, how much risk you're willing to underwrite, how much capital you'll hold, and those sorts of very high-level strategic questions. And similarly, in the mortgage lending business, or in mortgage, where you're bearing risk of mortgage default, you say, how much risk would you tolerate, let's say, with a large housing price decline in a given region, or a large housing price decline nationally? And you have to define what your adverse scenario is, and then what your maximum risk exposure will be, and that in turn will will set your strategy for risk management. You can also talk about what your exposure would be in a recession. So if you're the Federal Housing Administration, you might be willing to take a fair amount of exposure in a recession. You say, well, recessions happen. We're lending to low-income or moderate-income home buyers, and we'll accept a certain amount of losses in a recession, whereas a private firm might say, no, we have to definitely survive a recession with minimal losses. It's important to our shareholders that we do that. You can talk about your maximum exposure to a particular counterparty. If there's someone else who's involved in your risk management process, let's say you're relying on a mortgage insurance company, how much risk are you willing to take that one mortgage insurance company, if they go under, how much exposure are you willing to have? You can ask questions about profit margin. You might tolerate a high exposure to risk to be in a high profit margin business, not so much if it's a low profit margin business. And I guess if you're going from a taxpayer's point of view, you instead of profit margin, you could substitute some measure of public benefit. If you think that there's a high public benefit in a particular type of lending area, you might tolerate a lot of risk exposure. If there's low public benefit, then you might tolerate much less risk exposure. The point here is that there are these strategic questions about overall positioning of your company or agency relative to risk. And when I talk about the default risk management function, which I will in the next video, I'm going to assume that these strategic questions have been resolved and that you have a clear strategy and approach for the sort of high-level issues in risk management.